Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. If you've been treated at a university hospital, you may have signed away the rights to your tissues in the name of research. I've signed them, but do we really know what happens to our tissues?
This question is played out in a fascinating book, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks by Rebecca Skloot. Henrietta was from a working-class black family near Baltimore. Doctors at Johns Hopkins University diagnosed the mother of five with cervical cancer in 1951. But the tumor was so aggressive, even with treatment, she died that year.
Without Henrietta or her family's knowledge, her doctors gave a sample of her tumor to a researcher at Johns Hopkins. Dr. George Gay had been searching unsuccessfully for human cells that could survive indefinitely in the lab.
He found it in Henrietta's cells. They are a biomedical marvel, hardy cells that multiply and survive unlike others before. They became the first immortal cells, a cell line that can be frozen and grown indefinitely for research.
Since then, Henrietta's cells, named HeLa after the first two letters of her first and last names, have been instrumental in landmark studies. The polio vaccine was tested on HeLa cells before its release. Her cells helped achieve cloning, gene mapping, and in vitro fertilization.
Eventually, HeLa cells were commercialized, generating millions in profits, but Henrietta's family never benefited. Two decades after her death, they were outraged to learn about the wide use of her cells. Now a law requires informed consent in research on human subjects. But most people sign these forms automatically, giving away the right to their tissues.
Having said that, the goal is not to stop cell culturing. It's a practice that's vital to research. The question is how to do it while weighing an individual's rights.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.